are running live. I'm switching the light button on, you know, the big live recording thing.
Great. Is it red?
It's red and it's above the door, so you won't
be able
to see it.
Thank God.
Because we're on the inside of the studio.
No, but it's comforting just to know that it's there.
It's, yes, no, the big red light.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. All right, so we are going live in 5, 4, 3.
Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, vampire Frank Abernathy, plus music from Holy Sons and Girl Ray. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rao! Hey, welcome everybody to Radio Go. Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you on this beautiful day afternoon. This is Radio Go. I want to thank you all once again, and I hope that as you listen to the show today, we can be something of a comfort to you in this strange, difficult world in which we all live, you know. Whoever you are out there, whatever your station, whatever your location, whatever your nation, whatever your inflation rates on your mortgage, whatever your... No, I think I'm tapped out. There must be more Asians, but unfortunately nobody else is here to help me come up with any. It's a shame. But whoever you are out there, Radio Go is here for you, to be your companion. If you're a doctor out there listening as you do your rounds, well, don't do that. Like, listen to your patients. But if you're maybe a doctor on your commute, I want to be your metaphorical stethoscope slung around your neck over the entirety of your working day, out there helping you do what you do best. Saving lives. We're really saving lives here by doing this show. So, you're welcome. If you're a librarian, I want to be that empty shelf out there. Just waiting to be filled. Now I have. If you're a hermit living in a cave without a job, living off the land, finding sustenance in bugs, I want to be the metaphorical planks of wood that you find from a recently destroyed house and that you steal for yourself and use as firewood to stave off the winter. You don't see a lot of hermits these days. I guess by design. I guess that's what they want. That kind of means the hermits are doing their job correctly. Is hermit a job? These are the kind of questions that I hope to be asking Frank Abernathy later on. Before we get to that, we have even more rhyming in the form of song. Yes, we're going to be listening to a song. This is from Girl Ray. It's a fantastic song called Tell Me, right here on Radio Go.
I've never heard anyone sort of have a breakdown quite like that.
Break? What are you talking about?
Like that sounded like the more you talk, the more I found it funny because it was just filler.
No. How you doing, Tom? Thanks for coming down and helping me produce the show.
I'm doing all right.
How are we on time?
Time, we're doing well. About 7 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah. That was
felt like 20.
That was a solid 5 minutes of drivel. I tuned
gold,
out.
Gold.
Tuned
gold.
Out for most of it.
No, man, you're supposed to be listening. You've got to, you know, check the levels. How are the levels?
And I tried.
How are the decibels?
At the point in which you said your inflation rates, I
did say that, didn't I?
I dropped out. I was like, wow, what an incredible rap styling that is.
It's natural, you know. I'm born this way. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Not much. No. Just doing this. Nothing else planned for the day. So
really, this is it for you.
This is the highlight of my day, believe it or not.
Because you know, this doesn't like. I don't know if this is the time to bring this up. I guess we're off air, but this doesn't pay or anything.
What?
This is a volunteer position. I don't actually have funds to give you.
Are you I guess no money was mentioned in the text you sent about this.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All I said is Tom will have us over. You know, and that's not ambiguous, right?
Yeah. Who'd have thought there'd be no money in amateur podcasting?
Yeah, I know.
Or amateur radio. Who'd have thought?
I know. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sure that any show now we're going to get the promised sponsorship deal with Dr. Pepper. We actually do have a sponsor coming up for the next bit.
Oh.
So, you know.
I mean, what's the worst could happen, right? You know, there's an Aldi Dr. Pepper spin-off. Knock-off.
What do you mean spin-off?
There's a knock-off Dr. Pepper at Aldi. I think it's called, like, Professor Peppy. And it made me laugh so much because it's just... they're not even trying to hide it. It's just...
But that's an upgrade. Like, it's harder to be a professor than it is a doctor.
Well, this is the thing. Professor Peppy teaches you how to do whatever Dr. Pepper does.
What's he a doctor of? Is really the question, right?
Not
a medical doctor.
That's really the question the whatever company that Dr. Pepper is...
Well, look.
Should have asked. And
I'm really glad we're off air right now because, like, they will definitely not sponsor us if they hear any of this.
Professor Peppy, maybe that bad thing will happen. That's their slogan, I believe.
Okay. Are we coming back in?
I just want to put out the fact that Jesse Eisenberg was in the original Dr. Pepper ad.
The song's going to come to an end any minute now.
Okay, cool.
Wait, Jesse... Oh, we don't have time. Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Girl Ray with Tell Me. Love that tune. Fantastic to hear that one again. And very soon we're going to be talking to Frank Abernathy, a vampire. That's going to be great. But before we do that, I'm going to read some of your comments that you've sent in. Either texts and emails and skeets and tweets and bleats and bloots. Got these just here. Thank you. Thank you, producer Tom. All right, let's see what we got here. Just picking them up. Just getting them. Don't know if you can hear that. Just getting them in place. All right. Jane Hartley from Hartlepool says, loving the show as always. Thank you very much, Jane. Do you have any tips for kneading my bread? Kneading, no. Not much of a baker. I guess you... No, I see what's happened here. Sorry, Jane. No, this is Radio Go. I think you're looking for Radio Dough. They should be able to help you out with that one. Let's see if we have any better luck with this. With this next one. Maxwell Bourne from Bournemouth says, thanks for keeping me company on my commute. But to be honest, I thought the journey would take longer. No, Maxwell... sorry, this has happened again. Sorry, no, Maxwell, you're looking for Radio Slow. They should be able to help you with that. It's the next channel over. Two more of these. Two more. All right, Donald Caster from Doncaster says, when will you finally interview the chair of the organising committee for the London 2012 Olympic Games? Donald, I am so, so sorry. No, and the fact that you used the word finally there actually makes me think you've been listening for a long time. You should have picked up by now this is not... This is Radio Go, this is not Radio Co, the radio station dedicated to Sebastian Co. Really, honestly, producer Tom, this is kind of embarrassing that you know, don't talk, we're on air, do not talk. All right, look, this one, okay. Tina North from North Tinasville says, hi, Riley. There we go, we got something there. Can you recommend a website to help me find as many similar-sounding words as possible? Well, yes, I can, Tina. As it happens, this segment has been sponsored by RhymeZone.com. Thank you very much. All right.
Oh, I have one you've not actually read out. This is from Jane in Edinburgh. She has asked, when is your regularly scheduled segment... where you're visited by the actor who played the Green Goblin in Spider-Man?
Tom, if you talk on mic again, we'll have words.
But you've missed this one.
I don't want to hear it, Jane from Edinburgh. And I don't want to hear it from you, Tom.
But I've got another one.
You do?
There's another question.
Okay, let's hear it since we're here.
They want to know if you would ever do the voice of the bartender from The Simpsons.
Bring in the guests. All right, sorry about that, everybody. I've tried to talk to him about talking on mic, but it doesn't seem to have sunk in. I'll be docking his wages for that one. Anyway, we are joined now on Radio Go by our very special guests. Our guests of honour has just entered, swept into the room. Please welcome him to the show. He is a vampire, and his name is Frank Abernathy. Frank, welcome to the show. What are your pronouns?
My what?
Your pronouns. How shall I refer to you?
If you're going to call me Frank.
Okay, Frank. Great to meet you. Thanks so much for appearing on the show.
Well, I didn't realize it wasn't radio.
What do you mean it's radio?
It looks like a living room.
I know it looks like it's very similar to a living room, but actually, you see the foam on the walls. There's foam and there's microphones. There's a radio station. It's basically a radio station.
I thought that was a decorative choice.
It's more decorative than it is useful, to be honest.
Far be it from me to refuse an invite into somebody's home.
Right, of course. Because, as my producer told me in the notes here, it says you are a vampire. Now, this is really remarkable because when you entered the room, I've got to be honest, before you entered the room, I didn't think that vampires existed. Right. I had no idea.
Yeah, we've had to be more underground this last 25, 26, 27 years.
And I think that we'll come to exactly why that is shortly, but I have to assume, honestly, when you first came in, it wouldn't be unreasonable for anybody just to assume you're a goth, a slightly older. I hope that's not offensive.
You're
a slightly older gentleman.
Well, I don't mind letting me in on a little trade secret. No such thing as a goth.
There's no such thing as a goth.
It's a cover story.
Really? Yeah. That's incredible. I've seen goths all over the place.
No.
I haven't.
No.
Oh, that. Not all of them.
Oh, everyone.
They can't be. That's ridiculous. So, Frank Abernathy, you are a vampire. Now, may I ask, if it's not impertinent, I feel like it's appropriate to ask because you are presumably immortal. Is that safe to say?
I mean, for biologically speaking.
What other kind is there?
Well, I mean, I can be killed.
I see, of course.
I'm not...
Stake through the heart.
Ooh.
Drop off the head.
No, that one's fine.
Feed you holy water?
I would just decline.
Okay. No, actually, you've thought this through. So you've been a vampire for a little while.
Oh, I've been around for a while, yes.
May I ask when you were born? Your original birth, presumably... Back when you were a human.
Oh, yes. 1946.
1946, so almost...
Survived the war.
A little over... which war are you talking about? Vietnam?
You know, the war.
Yes, the vampire war.
The war. If I prefer to just say the war.
Have you ever fought in a war? Side question, do you think hermits still exist?
What is a hermit but a modern vagrant?
I don't know if that tracks. What do you think of vagrant? A vagrant is like we say an unhoused person or a person experiencing homelessness.
Delicious. Easy to access.
Now this makes me nervous, and I didn't want to get to this topic too quickly. But you do seem to have steered us onto it.
I do eat people.
I wish you hadn't said that, Frank Abernathy. I'm doing my best as a host here to put my guest at ease. I want you to feel comfortable.
I feel
here.
Extremely at ease right now.
But
I'm very relaxed.
I wish I could say the same. But honestly, the way you're looking at me...
Do you know that moment when you go into a restaurant and they present you with a menu and you make your order?
Yes.
And then they take the menus away.
Yes.
And then there's a little gap.
Sure. Where they're preparing your food.
Mm.
Sort of a 20 to 40.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've ever waited for food, Frank Abernathy? Either in your mortal life or when you became a vampire?
About 3 months.
3 months?
Yes, it's when they got rid of greeters in supermarkets. Very hard to buy groceries when you're not welcomed in.
Is that so?
Mm.
That sounds really hard. I was under the impression that vampires couldn't eat non-bloody meals.
No, that's a translation error. That's only the literalist vampires. depending on which school of thought you subscribe to, it's actually shouldn't or wouldn't.
And in your case?
There's a small...
And in your case, you would.
There's a small but vocal group who say splunt, but that's...
How vocal are they, exactly?
We can't get through a meeting without them demanding as any other business. Uh-huh. It doesn't mean anything.
No, of course, but they keep repeating it long enough and you start to almost buy it, right?
Honestly, I don't like the way language has changed since I was young.
Back in the 1940s.
Everything was better back then. Everything.
Everything.
There are a few modern amenities that I like.
Mm.
Bat boxes counts as a welcome.
Bat boxes?
Yes, people put them on their houses to help the bat population grow.
To help them grow? Wait, yeah,
legally, explain, an invite.
I don't think I've ever heard of a bat box.
So have you seen a birdhouse on a tree?
Yes.
Well, imagine that, but painted black. And it's on a house. That's a bat box.
How does it help the bat?
Well, bats used to get into people's attics, and then people didn't like that and started chasing them out. And this started, in urban environments, there's nowhere for bats to sleep.
Right.
And then the councils across the country started to encourage people to put bat boxes in their houses.
Vampire councils or...
No, just like Sheffield City Council.
Okay.
But legally... It's an open invite, so as long as you take...
Are there any vampires on Sheffield City Council, by the way?
I'm not supposed to say.
Go on, Frank Abernathy! Names!
There are 18.
18! 18 vampires! That's unbelievable.
All the same party. But I won't say which one.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that as an exercise for the listener, I suppose.
It'll surprise you.
All right, well, Frank Abernathy, it's been great to talk to you. Can you stick around for a little bit?
Oh, yes, I plan to. I'm waiting for you to finish so that I can.
Fantastic. Well, I feel very nervous.
Fantastic.
Oh, boy.
All
right, well, we'll be right back with more Frank Abernathy here on Radio Go. But in the meantime, please enjoy this song. This is Source Decay by Holy Sons.
Once a week, I make the drive to
Right, Tom?
Yeah, it was a good interview.
Yeah.
You asked some really interesting questions. I think the one I picked up on was how long have you waited for food before?
Yeah.
Because that's
a fine question, right?
Yeah. I think it just sort of brought me back to a time where I waited 40 minutes for food.
Really? To be fair, that is the worst when you're waiting that long, especially if you're hungry when you order. When you know what you want and you know what you're getting. Oh,
this was the thing. The service was atrocious. My brother's meal came, and then I waited another 20 minutes for mine to come. It was
unbelievable.
Yeah,
which restaurant was this?
It was Satay Yo Beer.
Satay Yo Beer. The now shut down Satay Yo Beer.
Well, you can see why, can't you? If they're serving people like that.
Yeah, you're right. Not good.
Was that shut down, actually?
I believe it has, but don't quote me on that very specific reference.
Because I only had good experiences up until that point.
Mm. And then you had a bad experience.
It was very nice, and then I had a bad experience.
Okay, but listen, Tom, can I talk to you over here in the corner for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. This Frank Abernathy. I'm going to be honest, I thought... When you wrote on the cue card that he was a vampire, I kind of thought that was a joke. Like, I thought, I don't know, he was going to be like an actor or something.
Well,
he seems very serious about eating me.
Not Not gonna lie, I thought we'd book the, you know, the guy from Catch Me If You Can. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Frank Abagnale Jr.
Well, Frank Abagnale, I thought we'd booked Leonardo DiCaprio.
Under the name Frank Abernathy?
Yeah.
Tom!
Well, you know, these celebrities that go by.
Is it any wonder
names?
You're not getting paid? This is atrocious.
Well, maybe if I did get paid, we'd get.
You'd be better at your job?
Well, guests that didn't want to eat people.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. What are we going to do? Because the show's coming to a close pretty soon, and like I can keep them talking for a little bit more, but
I've got some blood.
You do? Why, Tom? Why do you have blood?
I've got this thing where sort of like occasionally I bleed. You know, if I'd like accidentally like cut myself.
If we cut you, do you not bleed? Yes. Okay. Fine.
I bleed if I accidentally cut myself
and
in the kitchen.
And if it bleeds,
and every time I bleed, I just put it into the bucket and then like leave it in the corner.
Blood bucket.
Yeah, yeah. I just leave it there.
Oh,
just in case.
That is disgusting. That's probably why he agreed to be on the show. Because you've got a bucket full of blood in your living room.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we give him the.
Okay.
Distract him with the bucket.
Yeah.
I've also got a lot of chipboard.
Okay.
That we could snap off.
All right. Yeah. Get him with the thing. Okay. No, I saw your mime. It's okay, because we're off the air right now.
Oh, yes,
now, so,
of course.
So other people, you know, no listeners would have seen that, but that's okay. All right, listen. Go and fashion that chipboard into steaks.
Okay,
get the bucket of blood ready. And I guess get your fire axe as a contingency.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep him talking, all right?
I'll put the salt around the door as well.
Too little too late on that one, my friend. Radio Go, that was Holy Sons with Sorsake. Love that song, such a rich, deep voice. This is Radio Go, I'm your host Riley Rouse, and joined here in the studio by our good friend, Frank Abernathy. Frank, how are you? Did you enjoy that song?
Quite good. I don't normally go in for the modern stuff. Do you know your manservant appears to be seasoning your door?
He's not strictly speaking my manservant, although I can see how you'd get that impression. Mm. But honestly, why he does what he does, honestly, if I were you, I wouldn't look at him at all. You know, hey, look at me, I'm the host of the show.
It's just, it's all salt.
I love being the center of attention. Look at me.
He could use a Aleppo pepper or something.
He loves his salt.
I mean, I'm indifferent to it. Not being a ghost
doesn't actually affect you.
Not in any way.
I thought that might be the case, to be honest with you. But Frank, thanks so much for sticking around. We do now have to go to the news, so if you wouldn't mind just sticking around just a little bit longer.
Of course.
Here on Radio Go, it's time for the serious news with Ralph Wrigglebutt.
Welcome to the serious news. Flooding in Botswana has resulted in a death toll of 210. With the Red Cross declaring a humanitarian crisis. Two former leaders of Russia's opposition party have been found dead, with medical examiners ruling them as suicides. And a 9-year-old girl in Louisiana has died after sustaining wounds in a school shooting incident. Meanwhile, Bao Li, the panda residing in the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., celebrated his 5th birthday this week. That's been the serious news.
Thanks so much, Ralph. And now, the silly news with Ralph Wrigglebutt.
Flooding in Botswana has resulted in a death toll of 210, with the Red Cross declaring a humanitarian crisis. Two former leaders of Russia's opposition party have been found dead, with medical examiners ruling them as suicides. And a 9-year-old girl in Louisiana has died after sustaining wounds in a school shooting incident.
Ralphie, you're not going to do the panda story?
Animal conservation is no joke, Riley.
All right, thanks so much, Ralph. We're back here with Frank Abernathy. Frank, what do you make of the news there? A lot of dire stories there.
Well, a damn waste of good blood, I'd say.
I thought...
Except for that panda.
Yeah, well...
Animal conservation is no joke.
No. I thought you might think
they're dying out.
Well, listen, I want to know so much more about you. Is it possible?
Destroyed their habitat.
I'm curious how you became a vampire in the first place. Mm. What your origin story, if you like, and if it could be as long as possible, that would be fantastic.
Of course, of course. Well, it was quite straightforward, really. I was a strapping young lad, and I got a job at a business that made leaflets for other businesses to advertise their business.
This was in the 50s, maybe.
Oh yeah, 60s? Yeah, the late 50s. Mm. And
turbulent time for culture.
Yes, but financially brilliant.
big time for leaflets.
Absolutely, it's the leaflet boom of the late 50s. Everyone was just opening businesses left, right, and centre. Mm. I knew a man with 16 jobs. They all paid him halfpenny an hour, which was enough for him to buy 16 houses a year.
That's 8 pennies an hour.
I know. It's a lot. Yes, and I got a home of my own, obviously. Settled down, yes. Made myself a lair.
Uh-huh.
And
wait, so this was a lair before you became a vampire?
Yes, yes. That's what I was doing at the time. It's a sort of interior decorating, is what was in fashion.
So, okay, I guess I assumed that as a vampire you would have a vampire's lair. But before you ever had any aspirations or any idea that you might ever become a vampire, you had a lair of your own.
Well, you know, there were certain expectations in the time that a man would settle down and take a wife and have a family and children. Mm. And for people who deviated from that, there were it's a social taboo.
Right, of course.
You know.
Undesirables.
Something of that. And so what was expected of the time is that if you were the sort of person who would rather not take a wife and have children and maybe prefer the touch of another man, that you'd get yourself a lair.
I see. So what you're saying is that the people of another persuasion... Perhaps.
Yes, exactly.
They were all...
They would flock to my lair, yes. we were open from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m.
Okay. It does sound a little like you were asking to become a vampire, I'll be honest with you. With opening times like that.
I was just trying to run a perfectly honest nightclub.
I see. Yeah, and what was the name of this nightclub?
The Lair. Was I not clear?
All right. Well, listen, Frank. This has been very interesting.
I fell in love with a man.
I'm sorry. We are running out of time here on the.
It's called Flonk.
Okay. All right. We are running out of time, but I do. Sorry. What was that? What did you say? Did you say Flonk?
Yes. It's a perfectly respectable name in the time for a man of the wool.
I don't think it was. I've never heard of a Flonk.
That's because they were wiping us out. Being a vampire was the only way to survive. Police would kick the door open.
Without an invite.
Without an invite, precisely.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. All right. Well, Frank, listen, I do sympathise with your plight.
Your producer there, is he available?
Available for production jobs? I think he is, actually. Yeah, I'm not paying him anything. And
for growing our numbers, I'm feeling the lust for blood.
Oh, and you like the look of Tom over there.
He looks like he's full of blood. Too much. Looks like he occasionally overflows.
Yeah, not as full as he should be, really.
Is he decanting into a bucket right now?
Well, I wouldn't look too closely at him. I know he's desirable. Actually, would you just mind? Actually, right behind you. Do you see look in the corner over there?
I want the boy.
Oh, ow!
Oh, no. No, he's very gently biting you.
Ow. What the?
Oh no. He's mildly inconvenienced you.
I've got a bucket for you.
Tom, no.
I brought the bucket.
Tom, where are the steaks?
So, funny thing.
Tom, you're bleeding out.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, now he's given me some of his blood to drink. This is fine.
Oh, no, Tom, don't do it.
This is nice. So funny thing about the steaks.
Yeah.
Right. So when I said I had steaks, I remembered I put them in the freezer.
Tom.
It was beef steaks.
Tom, don't you see what's happened now? Your hilarious wordplay has meant the end of your life as a regular mortal human.
But now
you're cursed now to be a vampire.
But now I'm an irregular, immortal vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of a big swing for the first episode, really, isn't it?
Well, maybe. But yeah. Honestly, like now that you say, Frank, I wonder actually if you were, would you mind turning me into a vampire? Because it does sound pretty cool.
I've had my fill now.
Dang it. All right. Well, No, never mind. Listen, that's all the time we have here on Radio Go today. I want to thank my producer, Tom. I want to thank Frank Abernathy. And I want to thank Ashley Rouse for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!